Hello, lovely people of GWA backstage. This is Cynical Pumpkin, and I'm here with...
Studentarino.
Yes! Right, we're back, because talking about ourselves is fun, and we can't shut up. And we chose a shorter one this time, so you guys don't get bored. Which is the official BTA questionnaire by Hi No Name. And we'll go right ahead. How did you hear about GWA?
I don't know. Someday I tried to find new awesome subreddits, and then there was GWA, and I started to listen to some audios, but as verified member I'm there for 2 weeks, I think, and yeah, you made me verify, and you also helped me or encouraged me to post my first audio. Yeah.
I didn't make him verify. I just encouraged. I just pulled him down into these deep pits of audio porn and this small weird circle of people we are. What a terrible sentence. Before I joined GWA, actually before I joined Reddit, because I kind of joined Reddit because of GWA, I listened to my audio porn on Tumblr, soundsofpleasure.tumblr.com, and one day I stumbled up on a master post of where to find audio porn online, and GWA was there, and I immersed myself into the subreddit, and I listened to so many audios in such a short time. And I think, after a while I made a Reddit account, Cynical Pumpkin, this one, which was actually just supposed to be for upvoting and maybe commenting, which is why I didn't put too much thought into the username. But, then I ended up posting. Oh well. Okay.
Well, next question. What has changed for you or about you since you came to GWA?
What changed about me? I discovered a lot about myself and about the way I express my sexuality, and I'm super grateful for that. I gained a lot more confidence in myself, especially when it comes to talking. And I think I got a bit better at improvising and at being sneaky when I masturbate. And what else? I got a lot more comfortable with myself, and then I started posting on BBW Gone Wild and other things, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Don't regret a thing.
Nice to hear that. What changed for me? I spend a lot more time on Reddit. I feel way more confident to speak English, and yeah, I start to like record audios of myself. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, do you see yourself as Dom, Sub, or something else?
Definitely Sub. Yeah. I mean, I like to be dominated. But sometimes maybe also a little bit dumb, but I don't dominate, but I prefer to be a sub. Yeah. And you?
People who know me know that I'm the switchiest switch of them all. I like to adapt to the needs of my partner in that moment. Because of the content I put out and all the things, I do think I have a bit more of a dominant streak, which people wouldn't expect if they saw me in real life, but I do. And yeah, I like being the sub from time to time. Both is fun. I'm just a really, really whiny sub, I think, and I've just got to make sure that I trust my dominant enough for them to deal with that, because sometimes I just feel like I'm super annoying and needy. Yeah.
Well, so next question or something to add?
Yeah, next question.
Well, what is something you wish would be posted more on GWA?
I think I answered this question a lot. MSUB. I need all the MSUB because I listen to all the audios. I need new material. And what else? In the recent weeks, because it was Halloween, I rediscovered that I have a soft spot for Incubi. And possessiveness in that sense. And I think there needs to be more of that. Also Gentle Emden. Just saying. What do you think?
Well, actually I think there's a lot on GWA and enough different things. At the moment I can't imagine anything I would like to hear more often. Yeah. Very boring, I know.
It's okay. Is that my question? I think that's my question, right?
Yeah, the next one is
if you could claim any animal as yourself in animal form, what would it be and how would their orgasm sound? I can't believe you make me do this because my roommate is in the next room, but whatever. She knows I'm a weirdo.
Well, you chose the question here, so I don't make it. You made it. Well, let's see. Well, I could offer you to make the sound of the animal you choose, and so your roommate won't notice.
I'm doing my own sounds. You know I'm doing my own sounds.
Would you like to go first, actually?
You need time to think?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I'd be some kind of weird tropical fish. I don't know, I feel that way. Some kind of tropical fish that looks really flashy, but actually doesn't do much. And because fish don't speak and they don't really make any sounds, their orgasm would be silent too. Aww. It might be if it's a really intense one, it might
boring.
Be or something. I don't know. Okay, you go.
Well, actually I remembered some awesome videos of turtles and their orgasm sounds, and also turtles are pretty awesome because, yeah, just hanging around become very, very old. And the Orgasm sound. Oh my god, that's very difficult. I mean, if you make these sounds as human, people will tell you you should see a doctor, but I don't know how to make it. Maybe like it's a little bit like this. I don't know. Just yeah, try to find a video on YouTube. It's pretty easy.
I can't believe you watched something like this.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
Is it like when you try to search something specific on YouTube, but you just keep clicking in the recommended section and then somehow you end up in a super weird place?
Yeah,
is that what happened, or did you directly search turtle orgasm?
I think it was a friend or something liked it on Facebook, so I saw it and I just had to laugh and I...
Okay.
Yeah, searched for it. it's my turn, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Five things you could live without.
Five things you could live without.
Exactly.
My persistent social anxiety. What else? What else could I live without? All these
selfish people.
Selfish people. No, well, we could just.
I mean, I can't imagine five things, so I try to add some to yours.
Yeah, we're just gonna try to scrap together five things.
Exactly. where did we stop? Four things, right? Or three?
We've got two so far.
Well,
because I said one thing and you said another thing.
Damn.
Yeah. I could live without. I'm just looking around my room and everything here. Oh, dropped something. Doesn't seem as annoying that I said I could live without it. I mean, wow. I could live without rude people in general. I mean, I understand that people sometimes have a bad day, but it's like when you say hello to someone and they don't even say anything. I don't like that. That can just drive me up a wall.
Stress. Definitely, yeah. Stress.
Also, having to write formal emails. Like, sometimes I wish I could just write, Dear Professor, I need to do this thing because I need this other thing so I can graduate. Please let me do the thing. And then the answer would just be okay. But you have to always formulate it so that you sound intelligent, or at least so I think. And yeah, I can live without that.
Not only intelligent, I mean, maybe you could also sound rude if you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in German it's way more complicated than in English, I think.
Everything is more complicated in German.
Yeah.
Okay, others.
German people.
Five? I think we've got five. Five favorite pet names. No, hold on, that's your one. Five favorite phrases.
Well, Yeah, I think I need your help.
You just say them and I translate.
Yeah, I try. I don't know. We talked a lot, so what is a phrase I often use? Yeah, I mean, damn.
I don't know, you. There's nothing I really noticed about that. Like, you don't even swear that much. And I really admire that because I feel like every third word I say is just fuck.
Well, do you have any favorite phrases?
I remember back in school, my German AP teacher, when someone in our class said, "I have to," not no to her, "you have to," or "you need to," she would just say, "The only thing I have to do is die." And that was so, I think I like that phrase because it's so out of her character, because she's such a caring person. But she just gets pissed off about that.
So we got one.
One.
Well, I think that's enough.
Oh well.
Let's go on with five favorite pet names.
Like pet names to call people, or for myself, or literal names for pets, or oh, we're just
I
gonna do
think
everything.
names for pets.
Names for pets? I don't think that.
I mean, there are funny pet names.
It's. I think it's supposed to be like darling, and dear, and stuff.
Well, that could also be. Okay, well, okay, we do it that way, but I just want to say one name for a pet I really like.
Okay.
It's a dog, and it's called Kai-Uwe. I really love this name for a dog.
It's funny in
Now
German, I
let's go
swear.
on. Yeah, just a funny fact.
Five favorite pet names. You guys know I love being called kitten. Doll is also a favorite. Darling, always good, especially when said in a British accent, but that's just my opinion.
Darling.
Darling.
You could also say some German, I think.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. My mom likes to call me Mousy.
Aww.
It's sort of like a little mouse in English. And what else? What else are pet names I've been called before in my life? I remember when someone always used to call me Magic Space Princess, because I think I told that story before somewhere on backstage, but don't have to explain it now. Yeah. Princess is
No,
always
about
nice.
me.
Or you can just call me
Yeah,
Imperial
I
Goddess of
mean,
Darkness.
there's one I know. The English translation, like sweetie or sweetheart for Süße. I don't know the translation for Schatz.
Dear, darling, I think one of them.
Yeah. What else? One I love to use is Engelchen, the yeah, like a very cute angel. What else? Honey. Maybe Teddy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww. Okay, 5 best days of your life.
Well, the day I finished school.
Yeah, me too.
Another best day will be the day I finish university.
Yeah, me too, probably.
The third one will be the last day on work. Well, the fourth one might be the day I started school, because I didn't know how bad my career on school will be. And the fifth best day, might be the day I marry, or the day I my first child will be born. I don't know.
Aww.
Yeah, I really would love to become a dad one day.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure about becoming a mom, because the thought of giving birth freaks me out. I might adopt someday. Marrying would be nice. Yeah. What else? I guess the day I moved out of my parents' house was a really great day, although a very sad day. But, yeah. I would count that in there. Now we come to the juicy stuff.
Yeah.
Top 5 kings.
Yeah, but it's your question.
Oh, I'm supposed to start, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my god. I think I said that before. It's like when all year you know exactly what you want for Christmas, because you have so many material wishes, but when someone asks you what you actually would want for Christmas, your mind just goes blank. That's exactly that situation. I'll probably have to go look at my own king chart. I'm really glad I made this thing for situations like this. Body worship was always a big one. Fandom and everything it includes. Butt stuff. And that's 3. Oh, well. I'm still not sure whether I like fear play or not, but there are people on GWA who make it sound so amazing. And one more. I can't keep my fingers still right now. Gotta edit that out. Or not, because I'm lazy. We'll see. I guess intimacy and deep emotional connections are actually the biggest kink I have. Mm. If that makes sense. Okay, you go.
Well, massages, because of the wet and shiny bodies. Also butt stuff, especially pegging. Being a sub. Well, kissing.
Aww.
A lot.
Aww.
And cunnilingus.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think now I should read the next one.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Five favorite things about yourself. Maybe we should turn it a little bit about myself. So you have to say five favorite things about me, and I will say five favorite things about you.
Oh my God. I can't
Yeah.
possibly choose.
Ultimate twist.
Okay. Five favorite things about you. You know how to cook. That is pretty great. Those are in no particular order. And you're. Well. You're very conscious of yourself and your environment. Like you sense when there is something that's not right with me, even if I don't want to tell it. And that's pretty great. My favorite things about you. You're very caring.
If you need some time, I could start with five things about you.
Oh no, I just remembered. I just literally remembered the fact that you stayed up last night until 3:30 so that I could message you when I'm home. Because
Oh yeah.
I was at a Halloween party and I actually wanted to be home at, by 3, and he was like, "Okay, message me when you're home, so I know that you're home." But I didn't get home until 30 minutes later, and he was still up, and he was sending me messages, "Pumpkin, I'm worried," and I was like, "I'm okay," because my phone also died half the way. But that's a different story. You're very caring. I like that about you. You're very cuddly. And I need one more thing. I like your butt, especially in suit pants.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's see. I mean, you know I love your butt too. I mean, you posted it a little bit more often on Reddit than I did with mine. Well, I love your voice. I mean, it's just like you're right in my head and awesome. Now the third thing. You encourage me to post on GWA or BHM. That's very nice. Yeah, you just make me feel, I don't know how to describe, but you just make me feel comfortable around you. So I don't worry how I look or what I do. And the last thing, I mean, you are just awesome. I don't know.
Stop.
well, maybe that we can have a lot of fun. I mean, we made one record nearly 2 hours long. Yeah, that was pretty funny. Especially I was very nervous about speaking English the first time. But yeah, you made me feel comfortable speaking English. Yeah, that's the five things.
Oh.
Yeah. Now it's your turn again.
My turn again. Five things you are afraid of.
Well, five things I'm afraid of. Spiders.
It's okay.
Definitely
I will
spiders.
kill the spider. Except I won't really kill it. I will put it on a piece of paper and gently guide it outside. Because
Oh my
I
God,
don't kill
no.
spiders.
I have to smash it with a shoe or yeah,
I take
put a small.
everything back. You're so violent.
Sorry, but oh my God, they are way too fast, and I watched a movie as a child with giant spiders eating people, and I don't know, I mean, a 5-year-old shouldn't watch a movie like this, but my parents weren't home, so yeah. Well, let's go on. I'm afraid of. I mean, I'm not afraid of a lot of things, but I'm. Yeah, I was afraid that something bad could happen to people I like and love. So yeah, this is one thing I'm afraid of. Yeah. It's your turn. Maybe we will get five things together.
Things I'm afraid of. Where do I start? The dark. Being alone in the dark, especially.
One question, you never played Splinter Cell Conviction, right?
Have no idea what that is.
It's just an awesome game, part of the Splinter Cell
Series.
yeah. And you are the child of this agent, and he tells his daughter that the darkness is good because people can't see you, so you can be sneaky and killing people without being noticed. I mean, yeah, okay, well, that's a little bit. Okay. No, I see why you are afraid of darkness. You just have to be the crazy killer, then you don't have to be afraid.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm afraid of the crazy killers and all these demons and all the other things. I have this one friend who keeps dragging me into horror movies while simultaneously saying that she doesn't like horror movies.
I
And
love horror movies.
I kind of hate her, but I can't really hate her because she's my friend. She became one of my best friends, but still. Oh well, what other things am I afraid of? Rejection. Yeah, this is gonna get sad.
That's so deep. I said spiders and you said rejection. Now I
Yeah.
feel a little bit dumb.
No. It's okay. Your fears seem. Well, I'm not sure if the fear of spiders is really rational because I don't think there are any spiders in Germany that can kill you. I had an American friend over last year and she was super afraid when she found a spider in her room and I was like, it's okay, it's just a spider. Because I'm a country girl. I grew up with spiders in my room and in my bathroom
Ooh,
and in my
country girl.
kitchen. Yeah.
I always lived in basements, and there are also big spiders. Ugh, ugh. I always have to check my bed before going to bed because, oh my god, I would cry like a, don't know, like a 6-year-old girl when there's a spider in my bed.
Did you have to add girl to that?
What?
Oh, nothing. I'm just being a feminist dork.
So, no, it's your turn again.
Alright, what else?
No, wait. Is it your turn or my turn? I think it's my turn.
Yeah, okay. Not?
Yeah. Well, 5 songs that have changed your mood. Maybe we should try to find 5 songs together, because at the moment I can't imagine even one.
A song that instantly makes me sad because it's just a terribly sad but beautiful song is 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. And it's...
Ooh, I got one.
Ooh, you got one. Tell me.
It's the song from the German band Die Ärzte. Like, the English translation would be The Doctors. And the song is called An Tagen wie diesen, because my sister married, well, when my sister married, we played this song, and I always have to remember this day, and it was pretty awesome, and we all had a lot of fun, and yeah, every time
sure?
I hear the song.
Are you sure that's the Ärzte?
The what?
Are you sure that's the Ärzte? Isn't
Tagen
wie diesen?
Oh, no, wait.
Totenhosen?
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, oh, well, the Totenhosen, yeah. The dead pants.
The dead pants. They are both two super famous German punk bands. So I guess it's okay to mix them up, but it's also kind of isn't.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, they are both pretty famous in Germany. Yeah. Die Totenhosen, sorry.
Die Totenhosen.
But the song is still called An Tagen wie diesen.
I actually once saw them live. They are pretty rad.
Well,
I wanted to see the Ärzte live too, but couldn't so far. Are they still touring? Because I feel like they haven't put an album out in like 5 years.
I mean, I was just able to play one song on the drums from Die Ärzte. Yeah. Well, let's see. Do you have another song that changed your mood?
Defying Gravity from Wicked instantly fills me with determination to get my life together. Also makes me want to cry. But also makes me very determined. Because I'm a new musical nerd.
Well. Yeah. I don't know. I have no more songs. Sorry.
Touch me. I think it's the title from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Because that's my favorite song from Rocky Horror Picture Show. And it, I don't know, just makes me want to strip and sing the highest soprano I've ever heard. what else? I can think of more. I'm a nerd for music. I should say something from The Smiths, because The Smiths are my favorite band. I'm gonna go with Cemetery Gates, my favorite The Smiths song, that makes me feel sort of content at heart, solely because it exists. All right.
Well, it's your turn.
If you could rewind time, but there is no fast forward, how would you go back, or would you at all? And then, Student Reno was gone, never to be heard of again. I'm just kidding, but he had trouble with his Wi-Fi. So I am here, entertaining you with generic vlogger music playing in the background. Until he has it all figured out again. Fortunately, that is only a matter of seconds, and not a 5 minutes like it was with me, so I don't have to tell you a stupid joke or anything. But I can just tell you that I really appreciate you listening to this, and I hope you enjoy, and that you have fun. And he should be back soon, so, yeah. Continue listening, and continue having fun. Bye!
He's back again. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, so somehow the recording stopped. Well, just, let's see, I don't know if it recorded my last answer, so the question was if you could rewind time, but there's no fast forward, how far would you go back, or would you at all? My answer has been that I wouldn't go back in time if there is no fast forward, but I would go back if there is. And I would love to see the Middle Ages. Yeah. And then you edit something.
Yeah, I don't think I'd go back in time, too. I, too, don't think I would go back in time. Blah.
The present is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the present is okay. I'm just running through my mind all the concerts I could go to if I did went back in time. Because I could see Nirvana live and, like, cry. But I couldn't brag with the fact that me and Kurt Cobain share our birthday, the 20th of February. Well, I could brag with that, but I'd have to change my... I'd have to change my year of birth then, and what does that have to do with anything? I wouldn't go back. Next question.
Well, what is your favorite audio to make?
My favorite audio to make is... Well, I can be a super crazy character, I think. I don't know, that it's just super fun. I did that one Yandere audio, the last one with the cock-crazed scientist was really fun. I guess where I'm just a really unique character in a lot of ways. Also, when I was Athena, that was really fun. Everything is just so fun. I just love recording.
Well... I mean, I'm not very experienced, so... Well... Maybe I would like to record an awesome hypnosis audio. I would like... Yeah, just... Well... To see if I'm able to make someone lose his mind. Yeah, awesome. Sorry, a little bit creepy. Well, it's your turn again.
If you could be any superhero, what superpower would you have, and what would the name of your sidekick be?
Well, last time I made the mistake and I said I would love to be invisible, and you said you would like to teleport. So, I figured out teleportation is way more awesome, so this time I choose teleportation. Oh, wait, the name of my sidekick. I love the way you said cynical pumpkin in the last questionnaire. It was like, cynical pumpkin. Yeah. And that would be awesome as sidekick. Like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, cynical pumpkin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
If I could be any superhero. If you choose teleporting, then I say waterbending. Like in Avatar, The Last Airbender style.
Oh my god.
I'm right. And I choose Reddit user Bye Bye Baby as my sidekick. I'm not sure if she listens to that. I hope if you do, you accept. Because I need a sidekick. Yeah. Choose your own name. You can have whatever you want. Yeah. Next question. If you could be any Disney princess, who'd you be and why?
Well, wait. That was my turn.
I just keep stealing your spotlight. I'm so sorry.
I mean, I don't... no problem. I mean, I hope that you would make the first... Or you would be the first one, because I just know... I don't know the English translation. Oh. Ariel. Die Meerjungfrau. Yeah. So I just... Can choose her. Also, I mean, why do I have to be a princess?
Oh my god, just roll with it.
Oh, wait. I remember this one song I had to watch, I don't know, 10 times because all my female friends love it. It's the Ice Princess.
Oh, Frozen. The English name is Frozen.
Oh yeah, Frozen, and there's this one song, and everyone was singing the song, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? And it was like, do you want to play snowball? Or something like that, and I was, what the fuck is going on? I would like to be the nice one, the nice prince.
The nice prince. Okay, yeah.
Oh no! I mean, it's not a prince, but this snowman okay. was pretty awesome.
He's not like a Disney princess, though. Well, it depends. I guess I'd be Meghana from Hercules. I think she counts as a Disney princess, and she's super cool and sarcastic. And she doesn't need no man to tell her how to live her life. And I think at some point she makes a deal with Hades, but I'm not sure because I haven't seen that movie in ages. And did you just send me something on Skype?
Yeah, just a short message.
Okay.
Well, you were.
I was still talking though. No, I'm done.
Oh, you are done. So it's my turn. So if you were a dragon, how would you rule the world?
I would rule the world. I like that there is no question on whether you'd aim for world domination. It's just you're a motherfucking dragon and now you rule the world.
I'm not sure if a dragon could rule a world. I mean, yeah, they are just like, I don't give a fuck, I kill you all.
But they could be nice dragons. I could be a really nice dragon if they just handed over all their chocolate.
Well, I mean, most of the times the dragon is owned by someone like Game of Thrones or something like that, and... I mean, if I could be a dragon, I wouldn't like to rule the world. I just would like to have fun and...
And burn shit.
Just live my life the way I would like. Yeah, I don't give a shit. Humans should rule themselves. I'm a dragon. I'm way too important to discuss this human problems.
Oh my god. I would rule the world.
Yeah.
I'd super do that. And I'd be super peaceful if they just hand over all that chocolate. And, yeah. On second thought, I'd be terrible at making political decisions. But whatever. I get to rule the world. The next one is mine, I guess.
Yeah,
if you were a part of a GWA orgy, who would have to be there, even if you had to drag them top three? And what role would you play in the orgy?
Well, I mean, I'm very new to GWA, and I just know three female names. So, sorry, Shy Kisses and Recycled Rose, but yeah, these are the two names I remember. And, of course, one person I also know is Cynical Pumpkin. But I wouldn't like to drug any of you. And what role would I play in the orgy? I would like to be... I don't know, some kind of, I'm not sure. I would like to serve some drinks and being nice.
Oh, you're adorable. I feel like this is gonna be super embarrassing, but
A little bit like a British man, like, oh, do you want to have a condom or a fresh drink?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I am unsure. I am so unsure. I mean, I'd super be in a huge GWA orgy, but... top three people I have to choose again. I guess I'd want to have Recycled Rose as well, if she wants to. Number one. I feel like I just keep coming back to it, but... I think people know how pissed I am of Cortland. And one more.
I think we are...
Huh?
I think we are way too talkative during questionnaires. We already recorded nearly an hour.
Yeah, but that's okay. Now, let me think. I think I'm going to go with Bye Bye Baby.
Yeah, sorry.
So. Yeah, she can have all the hot, steamy lesbian sex she deserves.
Wow.
No, I'm just saying.
Sorry. So, and your role? What role
my
would
role
you like
would be
to play?
Hypnotizing everyone with my hot porn voice until Cardlin does this super possessive rough voice that he did in The Beauty and the Beast, the retelling, and then I'm just gonna melt into a puddle and not care anymore. That's what I do.
Well, it's my turn again, right? If you could wrestle any GWA member in a pool of pudding, what would it be and what flavor?
Oh my god.
I mean, I have not very members. I don't know a lot of members, but... So I would wrestle against Cynical Pumpkin. In a pool of sweet woodruff.
Oh, that's. I'm not sure about that. You're taller than me.
Yeah, I know, but you are the only one I know, and I don't want to embarrass Recycled Rose or Shy Kisses because I just know the names, and I am I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, so you're making me feel uncomfortable because it's okay if you do that with me.
Yeah, but I'm able to apologize after we finish recording. Yeah. So it's your turn. So you have to answer it.
Oh, I've got an idea, but I'm not sure how she's gonna react to it. I could go with Bye Bye Baby again, but I'd rather make her the referee. And
Ooh, I think I remember the name.
Yeah, you're Bye Bye Baby.
The crazy
assistant, the sassy gay assistant. I'm the mad scientist and she's the sassy gay assistant.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no, oh no, God, I remember.
I'm gonna wrestle Baby Paddle.
Because
I feel like we're around the same age and maybe around the same frame. Same amount of strength.
And which
and we both drive people wild and we're gonna wrestle in some vanilla pudding or something.
Aww.
And Bye Bye Baby gets to be the referee. I'm sorry, Baby Paddle. I hope you don't think I'm weird or anything. I still think you have the best sound effects. I still think you're great.
Well. Now it's your turn again.
What sort of content would you like to see more of on GWA?
Well, I think we had this question before.
Sort of.
And I'm still the opinion that there's a lot of content, and I'm happy with the content we already have, so I have no wishes.
I think I'm gonna be a bit... I think I'm gonna go a bit more into the making than the actual content. I think Hypnosis stuff is pretty great too. Give me some more M4F Hypnosis, because I feel like you all do a lot of that, but it'd be nice to hear the guys do that. Yeah.
It's my turn again, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Would you rather have a unicycle instead of legs or Labrador dogs for arms?
You had me at dogs.
Who the hell?
I'm gonna go for dogs.
Well, I would like to have the unicycle because I read a comic, the DuckTales, and there was a superhero who had a unicycle, and he was a little bit like Robocop, and yeah. So I would choose unicycle, even if I would be... It would be very painful the first 1 or 2 weeks.
I'm just thinking, if I had Labradors for arms,
yeah,
I'd have Labradors literally attached to my body, but I couldn't pet them. I could just pet one Labrador with another Labrador.
Oh, and you have to hope that they like each other, or it would be like, rah, 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 rah. They would like to eat each other. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's your turn again.
Lastly, what 3 audios have impressed you this week? Yeah.
To be honest, I haven't listened to 3 audios this week. Yeah, I don't know. I talked way too much to you. yeah, so no time for listening to audios. Sorry, I can't imagine.
Okay. I can.
Damn.
Because I take my time to listen. I'm... And three audios that impressed me this week. Now I have to choose again.
I'm a bad member.
You're not a bad member. You're doing great. We are all very happy you're here. I finally listened to CLF's, I think that's how you pronounce the name, rendition of Bye Bye Baby's request for Morticia Adams' Mommy Dome. And that was pretty great. That was pretty rad. I'm impressed by that. I was impressed by Carlin when he did the Beauty and the Beast. Because, oh god, that kind of messed me up. But it was great. And lastly, I was impressed by Mr. Tinkle's Don't Summon a an Incubus on first try. Because that was excellent use of voice effects to do telepathy. If that makes sense. Yep. That's it.
Awesome.
Wow.
Well, I think that was the last question.
Thank you so much for listening. And we hope you enjoyed what you heard. And you're not terribly bored with us.
Yeah.
And hopefully you have a good rest of your Sunday. And we'll hear from you soon. Now's where you say bye.
Yeah. So you go first.
I thought you'd go first.
Okay. Bye bye.